It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi. This is KSL Outdoors,
brought to you by Trax Power Sports Rentals.
2 hours of stories and information on hunting, fishing, and high adventure. KSL Outdoors with Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thanks again for riding along today. Riding is the operative word as we get ready to talk to the great sponsor of this program week in and week out. That's Trax Power Sports and the cabins at Bear River Lodge. And that means my buddy Roger Eggett is back on with us today. Before we talk about anything happening with Trax or anything happening with cabins, did I see you're having a new addition in the family? Was that a social media announcement this week?
Yes, Jamie's son, Garrett, and his wife, Shelby, are having a little boy in November. So how fun is that?
You've been a grandpa for a while, but she's not a grandma.
Right. It's her first grandchild. So she is so excited. I think she's already been buying stuff. We have rooms probably full of baby clothes already.
Yeah. So congratulations to the family. That's fantastic.
Thanks.
Looks like it's scheduled to happen sometime just before the holidays set in. So that'll be a nice addition.
Right. I told her November's my slowest month. I usually go on vacation. And she says, no, not this year. We're staying home. So
yeah. She'll be waiting at the door like the woman's on the Mervyn's commercial. Open, open, open.
Right.
Waiting for that grain baby to come along. The other social media video that I saw from you, a couple of them, actually, you had your welcoming party, the elk who always wave you into your parking spot, I think, up there at Bear River Lodge. But, man, that looks like a muddy mess for your backhoes right now in the putting the new cabins in.
Yeah, you know, we've been trying to get ready for cabin 14. We've been digging the foundation, and this snow and rain that every other day has not helped. And this week we sunk the skid steer right in the mud. If you saw those photos, it had to be 3 feet of mud.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're making progress, and summer's coming, but you're right about the elk. Last night, driving home from work, I think there were a couple dozen. It's just so much fun to see them coming into the forest.
Yeah. And one of the attractions, of course, to just going up to the cabins, even if you don't have anything planned, just sit out there on the back deck and enjoy the view and watch the wildlife come and go. It's one of my favorite ways to spend a weekend. That mud's no fun to work in, but it sure is fun to play in, and you're going to be doing that in a couple of weeks.
Right. So May 21st is our first Trax ride of the summer, and it is going to be fun. Jamie and I were out on a machine yesterday, and there's plenty of snow and mud, and I broke through a big snowbank, and so it was pretty fun.
Yeah, and folks can either bring their own machines up to be a part of it, or you're offering some deals, I think, for people that just want to come in and utilize the opportunity to rent right there in the parking lot of Bear River Lodge.
Right. If people don't know what a Trax ride is, it's we get a group of people together and we go out on a group ride and we go and show them our favorite trails in the forest. You can bring your own machine or you can rent one from us that day at half off. So it's a great way to go see the forest, especially if you haven't been out there. Come with us. We'll show you our favorite trails. Bring your own machine, rent one at half off, whatever. Come see the elk, come see the moose, come see the forest. It'll be fun.
You still have cabins so they could make a weekend of it?
Sure. I'm sure there are cabins. So it's May 21st. They can go to Bear River Lodge and check out the cabins or go to Trax Rides, TRAXRides.com to sign up for the ride. So we like people to sign up so we know who's coming, how many people to wait for. And we also give out free swag bags. We have drawings. We have sponsors. We give away a lot of free stuff. It's just a great day to get out and ride.
We haven't talked in depth for a while now, Roger, about your reasons for getting into Trax in the first place, but I think it's worth mentioning again to people that most of us, and I put myself in this category, if you're going to go out and buy a boat, which if you haven't priced one in a while, you'll have some sticker shock, but if you're going to go out and buy a boat, it's not likely that you'll also be able to get the side-by-side that your kids want to play on or the snowmobile that you want to use during the winter months or any of the other toys that you can think of because you just can't afford it. But this tracks idea from you really is spawned from that idea that it's tough for people, and you have a great way for them to become what I like to call a four-season family.
Right. You know, tracks has really helped us, especially both at Bountiful and Bear River Lodge. Bear River Lodge, we border 400 miles of trails, so it's a great way to get out and see the forest on a power sport piece of power sport equipment, whether it's a snowmobile, a side-by-side, ATV, dirt bike. But then we saw lots of people saying, well, I want to take it to my own cabin, or I want to go to the desert. So we opened up the Bountiful shop, and people can pick up boats, personal watercraft, dirt bikes, ATVs, side-by-side, snowmobiles, snow bikes, the Polaris slingshot. Just come get a piece of equipment and go explore wherever you want to go. It's really fun to get outside and enjoy this beautiful state.
And by the way, owning some of those things for people just got a little more difficult because the interest rates also went up. But that monthly payment is just the tip of the iceberg with cost. Then you've got any repairs that you have to do yourself should something happen along the way. You have storage. You have the annual maintenance in the case of a boat that has to be winterized and put away. And then, you know, some place to park it. The insurance also is something that you can absolutely avoid by going out and renting from tracks.
Right. They just avoid all the headaches and hassles. It's similar to our shared ownership program at the lodge in the cabin. Just come play. We try to make it easy for people to just get outside and play and let us deal with all the headaches.
It really is that easy, and your fun begins today right in your driveway. If you want to head up to Bear River Lodge, just go to bearriverlodge.com. Or TraxPowerSports.com. And what's the Trax Rides website?
TraxRides.com. You can sign up for the Trax Ride. And truly, it is free. And if you don't have your own machine, rent one that day half off. We're also having a buffet breakfast that morning. It's just going to be awesome. So May 21st, come up and explore the forest with us.
Does sound like a lot of fun. All right, sir, I know you always have something on your plate to do today. So I'll let you get back to that. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much, Tim. Have a great week.
Roger Egg at Bear River Lodge and Trax Power Sports. Hang in there. One more segment when we come back here on KSL. We'll finish out the week and turn things over to Maria and Tom for another week's edition of The Greenhouse Show. Next.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Final couple of minutes of the program here, and as we wrap up, I just want to give recognition to Kate Davis, who you hear from time to time reporting for us on Utah's Morning News Monday through Friday, but is such an integral part, along with Randall Jepson and Don Brinkerhoff in the newsroom every morning for Utah's Morning News to get all of the information stacked up for both Amanda and I in the studio. She does great work, but she brought this to my attention. I almost forgot about it. The big Ironman that is happening in St. George this weekend, they will swim Sand Hollow Reservoir, 1.2 miles. It's a one-lap swim course. They will bike, how far is it, 56 miles and make one big loop, I think, starting at Sand Hollow Reservoir. And they will ride out from the backside of the reservoir into the city of Hurricane, then along State Route 9, back towards Washington and St. George, and I think eventually make their way through Snow Canyon, which would be a beautiful ride. Then they run in this Ironman competition, 13.1 miles. And it says, after entering transition into St. George Historic Town Square, athletes will begin the one-loop course that heads out on a diagonal and Bluff Street before climbing up Red Hills Parkway through the Red Cliffs Desert Reserve. Just a crazy competition, and it's tough for anybody. But imagine doing it if you were in the late stages of ALS. Lou Gehrig's disease. It is quite a story, and there is one athlete that is participating. His name is Kyle Brown, and somebody to watch for this weekend. Kyle finished a half Ironman last year while struggling with advanced ALS. He and his wife, Colleen, talked to KSL News Radio about their experience.
I get the ALS define me, or I can define it. And I'm defining ALS.
Doctors had warned of the stress of the intense exercise for Kyle's body. That could be dangerous, but Kyle's wife says the training has actually helped him.
When he'd go for a bike ride, he could talk better. He could walk better.
And Kyle says he's been struggling with ALS and training for a full Ironman. His family and friends have made all the difference.
Without him, I couldn't do it. No way.
He's an amazing man. When he's not training for races for himself, he actually helps coach the Davis mountain bike team and says he has one message for the team as they get ready for the race.
How precious life is and how good it is.
His wife, Colleen, says that Kyle and the team have so much respect for each other.
I know he just genuinely respects every single one of them because he knows they're doing something that's hard. And that's the only way Kyle does things. He only does hard things.
Yeah. Man, it's just an amazing story. But keep an eye out for his finish this weekend by watching for number 179 on the Ironman's tracking website. That's the number, by the way, of John Blaze. If you're not familiar, here's a little bit of an explanation.
So John did a full, Kyle did a half, and Kyle's about to do a full with ALS. And he wears John Blaze's number in honor of John because he was pretty amazing.
Blaze, by the way, is the only man to ever complete a full Ironman with ALS. Swimming, biking, running, and what a beautiful location to do it. It really was a coup that I think came about in part because of the pandemic that St. George landed this. It is known around the world, and I'm pretty sure has never been in the state of Utah, so it's quite an honor. But Sand Hollow State Park is going to be where it all kicks off with that swim course, which is something to watch for down there. Sounds like weather-wise it's going to be a perfect weekend for it, too. All right, that's going to do it for another week. Coming up after the top of the hour news, Maria and Ton are here. We'll get you to your greenhouse program through 11 o'clock. Just want to take this opportunity to say how grateful I am for my wife, mother of two of her own, and stepmom to four of mine, and just puts in so much work and so much effort and love to make sure that this blended family has stayed together all the years that we have. This year, by the way, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary, so happy anniversary coming up right around the corner. Make sure that you hug your mom. Do something special for mom if they're still around. Mine passed away about 18 months ago, and I miss her. If your mom is still around, give her that hug and do something special for Mom's Day. Have a good weekend. Amanda and I are back Monday starting at 5 for another edition of Utah's Morning News. Have a good weekend, everybody.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.